Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Henry Lake in for Chad. Happy holidays to each and every one of you listening to The Good Neighbor. And I feel like we have to start today's show with something very, very simple in terms of a message, but maybe everyone doesn't stay cognizant of or understand. And I need to get it out there because it's all about the holidays. And when you think about the holiday season, we love being around our loved ones, our immediate family, our friends, people that we just enjoy, people that we appreciate. And not everybody has that opportunity to be specifically with their loved ones over the holidays. But one thing we all know, or should know, is you never disrespect someone who invites you into their home over the holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, like, you just don't do that. Because we know that individuals will welcome in others into their home, and that's their personal space. You've opened up your safe space to someone else. And if we are, or you are, an individual that does go into somebody else's personal space, their home, to celebrate, to be there for the holiday season, don't take advantage of that. Because it's flat out, it's disrespectful. And I bring this up because Russell Wilson, everybody's quarterback that they love to hate, which I just don't get. He had a situation this past Thanksgiving where he opened up his home to former NFL player Trayvon Boykin. And Trayvon Boykin, after Thanksgiving, went on a podcast and just questioned everything about his experience hanging out with the Wilsons. So at Thanksgiving, he's there and he, hung out with them over the Thanksgiving break. And then would go on a podcast and ask a lot of questions and start complaining about Thanksgiving with the Wilsons. He questioned and he stated that, like, the kids were there at the celebration. Sierra was there, but he started questioning, well, why weren't other family members there? Why wasn't Russell Wilson's mother there? Right? His mother, Tammy. And he went as far on the podcast to say, well, you know, he's got a partnership with Alaska Airlines. He could fly everybody out. How dare you speak in disrespect and talk about what somebody else's Thanksgiving plans are. You were invited to partake in the meal. You were invited into somebody's personal space. How dare you criticize Russell Wilson and his family setup? It's corny to do that. It's disrespectful to do that. And why would you do that? Maybe it's attention seeking, right? To go on a podcast and to do all of that. And then you know what happens after that. As she should, Russell Wilson's mother comes out and defends her son and says, and she shouldn't have to say that. She says, I am his mom. It's none of your business. And she would go on to explain that part of the family was in Florida for a sports tournament. And so it wasn't a setup in where everybody could be together for this particular Thanksgiving. But why would anybody go into anyone's home and question how things go? If it wasn't a great Thanksgiving setup for you, or you do have those questions for yourself, just calm down and move on and maybe not go back. But that's extremely disrespectful. And I bring this up because during the holiday season, there's a lot of emotions that go with the holiday season. We all deal with loss because there's clearly family members that have passed on and they can't be with us today. We feel that community of, oh, you know what? I'm so happy to make it to another holiday with my friends and my family. I'm going to a funeral earlier tomorrow morning. And so don't you think it's odd, Dave, that we have somebody that is invited. You wanted to be there. That Russell Wilson invited and opened up his home to you and you would talk about him. And now I will say this. He has since apologized. Okay. He has since apologized. Mm-hmm. But I just think that our, the amount of class that some people don't exhibit nowadays just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, you go on a podcast, it doesn't count, right? You can just say whatever you want, no repercussions, everything's fine. Now, to go on the podcast and, as you said, speak about what he did, to question the Wilsons and who was invited and the family dynamics they have without, clearly he doesn't have the answers. Clearly he didn't go to the party and say, hey, Russ, hey, Sierra, how you doing? Hey, I thought, maybe your cousin, your uncle, your brother, sister, whoever would be here. You know, what's going on? Where are they at today? But just to throw it out there, just to throw it out at the wall and say, I don't know what's going on with his family dynamics. I don't know. Maybe they're in Florida for a sports tournament. Maybe they're at the other side of the family.
Listen,
there's so many different reasons why somebody could not be at the Wilson side.
I would never show up at the Harrigan household and question you and who all the people are. I would never do that. Like, what sense to, it's none of my business, right? Like, if it's your wife and your kids and there's nobody else but me, you know what I'm going to be? Thankful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like going to be thankful.
Kind of what the day's for, isn't it?
Yes.
Mr. Boykin, you got invited. Congratulations. Eat your turkey and stuffing and stuff it.
For some reason, Russell Wilson's just very, very unlikable to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. In this way, because I'm not a hater on Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, to me, is very similar to Kirk Cousins in that it just seems like the way that those guys move, it just bugs a lot of people. It really does, right? Like they're both, like, really into religion. They both have extreme confidence in themselves that may or may not rub some people the wrong way. The fact that Russell Wilson is so proud of his wife, Sierra, who's, you know, a well-established star in singing. Mm-hmm. It feels like people want to pile on Russell Wilson, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
And Trayvon goes into that camp.
The lack of, I don't know, being at least a little bit bad boy, I guess, with the two of them, kind of the goody two shoes thing. Oh, you know, really into religion. You know, you're so supportive and so blah blah blah. It's like, I think to a lot of people, maybe feels like an act.
Yeah.
You know, feels like maybe it's a little bit too two-faced. You're putting on this public persona.
It feels forced.
You can't be
that guy.
Good. You know?
I can see that. I could totally see that. If I'm Russell Wilson at this point, though, I'm not sure I would ever invite a former teammate or any teammates to my home for Thanksgiving or the holidays ever again.
I know one that's off the list.
Yeah. And I don't think that he's that type of guy. I don't think that Russell Wilson would hold this one situation against everybody in his life. But I could see how it would jade you a little bit.
Sure.
Seriously. 651-461-9226 if you'd like to react to that on the text line. But coming up next, we have to get into this Sharon Moore situation at the University of Michigan, because this story is jaw-dropping. When I learned about it yesterday, the news dropped right around 4 o'clock, I was like, wow, this is quite the doozy. But the information coming out of it since, and him being detained by police, brings up a lot of questions. We get to that next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I think that Sherrone Moore, the ex-head football coach at the University of Michigan, his life is forever changed, clearly, because 4 o'clock yesterday, the news broke that he was out of a job, that he had been fired for cause. That was the way it came out initially, for cause. So then you're like, uh-oh, what happened? And mind you, Michigan is a situation that's been under the microscope since the national championship winning season because of the spying and the signals, and you got all this stuff, which, by the way, I don't know about you, there's no way that I don't have an asterisk by that. Like, what they did and what they uncovered, there's a reason why Jim Harbaugh is not going to ever go back to college football because of the penalties that will be levied upon him. There's a reason why I think he exited stage left to go to the NFL after winning the championship. There's a reason why Sherrone Moore had to be suspended and miss games this year. There's a reason why Connor Sally. So all that stuff, like, Michigan had its issues. They were not on the up and up. With all that being said, 4 o'clock yesterday, they announced that they've moved on. Then it comes out that it was because he was having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer, which you're like, okay, now we got Sherrone Moore and this staffer. They're basically the new Coldplay, right? Right? And there was like a meme of him holding
the meme. I know.
I mean, so, and I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to take shots, but this is part of life. It happens all the time. It's happening in a corporation right now. It's happening in an office space right now. It's happening with another sports team right now. These things have happened and will continue to happen because, quite frankly, people think that in society you're not going to get caught or everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. That aside. So that comes out. And then later in the evening, we're sitting up here and I'm doing the late show. It comes out that he's been detained by the police.
Yeah.
And I think he's still, like, in jail right now.
I haven't heard anything otherwise.
So we should probably get some more information on it at some point today. But they were not specific about the detainment. They said something about domestic or, like, they said an alleged assault with all of this. And then you got all of the speculation and the rumors.
Yeah, okay? Nothing official as far as charges or anything around.
Nothing official. They have the woman's photograph that's flying around all over social media. And she was basically an assistant on the, not she wasn't a coach, but she was an assistant, like, on the staff. They have people that, you know, do all kind of different work and tasks for them, whatever. And so, like, that's out there. There's speculation that there was a pregnancy that was involved. And Sherrone Moore, and I didn't even know this, that he's married with, like, 4 children, whatever. And so, I thought that he was married, but I didn't know how many kids he had or whatever. Anyway, and then there was some stuff that was leaking out last night that part of him being detained, because he's not being detained because he got fired. He got fired. He's not being detained because he cheated on his wife. That happens. He's detained because of something tied to allegedly an assault, but there was some speculation about him even talking about harming himself or possibly somebody else. This, to me, when we talk about, we have these all the time, the fall from grace stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is mind-blowing to me right now. And I'm not, I have fun on the Lake Show on Tuesdays and Thursdays where we do this word on the street. It's kind of a gossip column type segment. This is definition TMZ word on the street. Like, you're trying to figure all of this stuff out in real time. It's, I feel for his kids. I feel for his wife. I just don't know how, especially on a college campus, and there's a lot of stuff on college campuses, clearly, right, that coaches could get into. We heard the speculation years ago about Pete Carroll and co-eds. We heard the speculation about Lane Kiffin and co-eds. We've heard all that stuff, whatever. But when you're the head person on a college campus, how do you not, and I'm not just limiting to college campus environments, but specifically in a leadership role, how do you not understand that you cannot do this? How can you not even look at what the Boston Celtics a few years ago with M.A. Udoka in his situation, what led him to leave out of Boston? Now he's landed in a great spot because he's the head coach of the Houston Rockets. You know, and when you win, it's going to give you a second chance. Sharon Moore, I don't think he won enough at Michigan for him to probably end up getting a second. But second chances, third chances for him is not even something he should be worried about right now. He should be worried about being detained by police.
No, I'm sure he's plenty worried about that right now.
What was your first thought when you heard about this?
Well, I mean, the first was, you know, like you said, it was the initial report of fired for cause, an inappropriate relationship. Like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, they found out he and a, you know, staffer or something were clearly some sort of affair, and that's a violation of the contract, so he's out. But then, yeah, when it came out more later that he's been brought to jail, whoa, that's a lot more than what we all thought it was initially. And, you know, whatever.
Because then you're like, did something of a criminal nature? Yeah. What's happening here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, an affair is not criminal, but now we have something, whether it was, you know, somebody underage, whether it was somebody that was, you know, like I said, threatened or some sort of abuse. You know, now we're talking some really, really serious stuff. And for this guy, I mean, for every player at Michigan now to know that every word he told you was completely hollow, you know, that's got to be a bummer for the kids that are, you know, playing in that program, obviously.
Yeah. And now you got a big time job that has to get filled.
Yeah.
And who's going to take that job right now?
Well, they'll find somebody.
They're going to get a good coach, but if the timing of it is like insane right now.
Yeah.
You know, we got college football playoff stuff going on. So, yeah, this will be something that we'll continue to kind of monitor. And you never know. There could be something that breaks over the course of this show. But coming up next year on the Chad Hartman Show, you know, this hemp ban in the federal funding bill, that the legislation with the with President Trump that he signed just a couple of months ago, or a month and a half ago, could end Minnesota's THC edibles and drinks industry. It really would impact that. Ryan Pett, CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewing, he joins us next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Early November, President Donald Trump signed legislation that effectively bans most consumable hemp-derived THC products nationwide. Now, that provision was included in the spending bill that ended the historic government shutdown. It's going to take effect 1 year from the enactment. Now, this would reverse the hemp industry framework established under the 2018 Farm Bill, and it threatens a multi-billion dollar industry. And we specifically here in Minnesota, we would see that this would impact Minnesota's THC edibles and drinks industry. And that would not be necessarily a positive thing. Joining us now, because his business would be impacted by that, is Ryan Pett, CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewery. Hey, thank you so much, Ryan, for giving me some time today.
Henry, thanks for giving me some time. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, man, you were passionate when you talked about this issue in front of when they had the news conference with the different politicians throughout the state and talking about the impacts. I want to start with just, you know, very simply put, how significantly would this impact your business at Fulton and other breweries?
Yeah, this is a huge, huge impact. I don't think a lot of people understand what a big percent of business it is for a lot of breweries in Minnesota and beyond now. You know, in the last few years, 4 or 5 years since COVID and other things changing, a lot of breweries have seen our beer sales decline, kind of just not off a cliff, but steadily as you know, trends and patterns have changed. And fortunately here in Minnesota, we've had the opportunity to grow and actually replace that decline and then some with the hemp-based THC beverages, which has been a huge, huge thing, literally keeping a lot of breweries going in a time when a lot of others, I think, would probably go out of business if it weren't for that. So speaking for ourselves and for just, you know, a number of others that I've talked to in the last month or so, THC beverages are half of a lot of breweries' businesses in Minnesota, which is kind of crazy to think about. Fully half. And I know in our case at Fulton, it's approaching that. So in some cases, I've heard from others, it's even more. So I'll tell you, we've had to deal with a lot of different really kind of wild situations over our 16-year history. COVID-19 was one of them where, you know, we have bars and restaurants shut down and a whole bunch of your business goes away overnight. And you really don't have a contingency built in your business plan for what happens when half your business disappeared. Now, in the COVID-19 thing, obviously kind of the whole world was in that together. Our federal government took action to actually kind of prop up and help a lot of businesses, not just in our industry, get by with you know, some of the federal funding programs, the Paycheck Protection Program, and so on. That is the only reason why we and so many others made it, in my belief. In this case, it's half our business again that's being threatened, but this time it's kind of by the government, not being saved by the government, if you will.
Yeah. And Ryan, you know, I'm always, and you know this about me, I'm always champion small businesses. I'm going to always support local and spend local. And you guys are just, you know, one of the good guys, seriously, with regards to everything that Fulton does. But I guess when I look at this, you know, one of the things that people should understand, and you can expound on this, this isn't just about breweries, right? You expound for people out there listening about how far-reaching this is, because it impacts so many people in Minnesota.
100%. You know, it starts in the farm fields, literally, where the hemp plants are grown, and there are a lot of acres of hemp plants grown right here in Minnesota. They go from there to a processor. In our case, we buy from a great company called Northern Diversified Solutions in Burnsville, and they are processing the plant into a beverage-ready emulsion that we then take and make it into our beverage. So now you're at the brewery. But, of course, it's not just the emulsion and the water that goes into it. We buy cardboard from a local manufacturer here. We buy cans. And, you know, there's a lot more inputs that go into the beverage. So you're affecting those suppliers as well. And then once we're done producing it, we ship it out. It goes to a beer wholesalers, in our case, along with our other beer. You know, I know a lot of wholesalers where it's a significant portion of their business now. And then, of course, they're delivering it to liquor stores, primarily grocery stores. And there's a lot of liquor stores on record in our state saying that THC beverages are 10 to 20% of their business. So you're now taking, you know, if this ban sticks until next November when it goes into effect, you're hurting a lot of those businesses. Some of them will go out of business entirely. Certainly, and others will just be really hampered by it, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
Ryan Pett, CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewing, joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And you said this so eloquently when you spoke with the politicians that day and at that news conference, that you guys aren't asking for handouts. You're not asking for any bailouts or anything like that. You just want sensible, and I think that's the key word, sensible legislation, just like the alcohol regulatory system. Is that the biggest message that you have for today's politicians and for all the people out there that are maybe not necessarily understanding of the entire situation?
That's exactly it. You know, yeah, thank you. I think you took the words out of my mouth. We're not out there asking for protectionism, tax breaks, anything like that. We're part of a not even small anymore, a significant sector of the manufacturing industry, and we just need not to be legislated out of business. Let us do our jobs and help grow the economy and put more people to work in jobs right here. And yeah, you know, the ask is pretty much what you just said. It's a sensible regulatory framework. We look to both the alcohol industry, which Fulton, we've been in the business for over 16 years now. And, you know, there's a federal piece which establishes certain guidelines, but then states really have control on a local level. And it can be cumbersome, but it, you know, at the highest level, it is really, really effective. And the other place we look is Minnesota has been doing THC beverages for 3.5 years now. And over those 3 years, it has grown. Our state has put together a pretty effective regulatory framework. It again, can be cumbersome. They're still working out the kinks. It is a lot to put together in just a few years, whereas the alcohol side, that regulatory framework's been around for almost 100 years. But it's really just, you know, the ask is for government to work with industry to help create, you know, a safe, effective framework to produce things here in Minnesota and in the U.S. for consumers here, which that was the last thing we haven't touched on is, you know, there are a whole lot of people out there who have gotten to know these products and enjoy them responsibly almost all the time. And you see that they're comfortable with it now, and to take that out of their hands would be like prohibition 2.0, I guess. And last time I checked, the first time didn't work so well.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So help me with this. You said that you guys have been around for 16 years. That was when you guys founded it, right?
Correct.
And the THC like addition in terms of those products you guys have been doing for 3.5 years?
That's right.
Could you ever have imagined and envision those specific drinks and products being as successful as they've been?
Absolutely not. Even if you had asked me when it started, two and a half, three years ago, I wouldn't have seen it getting to the point it has. And one of the reasons why it has is because of, this is going to sound weird, but because of the regulatory framework that was put in place. So there are other states that have strictly prohibited hemp products, and of course, so they don't really exist there. And then there are still more states which have neither prohibited nor embraced them in the way that Minnesota has. And the result there is a lot of uncertainty. So you have states where liquor stores, grocery stores, places where you would normally find beer, wine, spirits, are not bringing in hemp beverages because they're still a little uncertain. They don't know if they're going to get in trouble. They haven't been told they can. They haven't been told they can't. And that's not really helpful for a marketplace either. So when you have one like Minnesota where there are very clear, explicit provisions on how and where it can be sold and produced, it actually helps grow a market. And that's really, again, all we're looking for.
Hey, the final thing for you, Ryan, and then we'll let you go. And I appreciate your time here on this Thursday morning. You know, I've seen estimates that say that, you know, possibly in terms of like 2025, raking in as much as, in terms of like with the industry, $11 billion, anticipated to grow to possibly $47 billion by 2032. My question is this, has there been any, like, do they give you updates? Or how much, you know, like, information or conversations taking place? I know it's only been roughly a month since this legislation was signed on, but where are we at in terms of, like, information and getting you guys as a small business kind of updated on where they're at?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do here at Fulton, along with other brewers and producers kind of aligned in the industry, is make sure that we're getting our customers, our followers aware of what they can do to help if they want. And so we're all trying to do that through, you know, typically like our social media channels, our email newsletters. Some really good news on that front, just fresh as of yesterday, the two senators out of Oregon have officially introduced I think it's called the Cannabinoid Safety and Regulation Act, which would, among other things, establish that very framework I was just talking about. So we're really excited about the potential of that legislation at the federal level, now getting some traction since there's been so much attention brought to it.
Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I'm rooting for you guys as a business because I'm always going to root for Minnesota, and this is far-reaching in terms of who is impacted because there's so many people impacted. But happy holidays as well, man.
You too, Henry. Thanks. Happy to talk anytime.
Yep. That's Ryan Petz. He's the CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewery, joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the text line, and we'll do that next. Let's go to the text line about a few things that we talked about here in the opening hour. About the THC situation from the 763. Henry, I heard that the THC restriction in the big bogus bill signed by Trump was inserted by Mitch McConnell to protect the bourbon industry in Kentucky. Is there any truth to this? That's been out there. I can't say definitively that that is indeed the reason why. So I'm not going to go there and say that, yes, that is true. I think that a lot of people believe that and people have talked about that. But like Ryan Petz has said from Fulton, this is not about, in his opinion, this is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's not about any of that. He has stated that they don't want handouts. They're not looking for taxes. He said, just do sensible legislation. Sensible. If you want to regulate us and do it better, then regulate us better. But it's not about, he's not trying to like pick fights with Republicans or Democrats, whatever. He's like, this is a part of people's models now in the country with regards to the business they're doing. Let's just do good business.
Yeah, and he said in the press conference, Republicans, Democrats, they all use the products.
This isn't
partisan. There's people from both sides that enjoy THC beverages and other THC goods. And in the speculation with, you know, Mitch McConnell and the bourbon whiskey, I mean, maybe, but do the products really compete, you know, when you're talking about having a shot of bourbon versus a THC beverage? It seems like a rather different thing.
Yeah. A couple of texts about the Russell Wilson. A texter says Wilson's defensive teammates, i.e. the Legion of Boom, they clearly are not fans of his, just an observation. I asked in it just regards to looking at that, why would you just mess with them at all then? Like, it's okay to not like people. Their response was, apologize if I didn't hear, if guy was teammate from the LOB, which that's fine. There's not even a need to apologize, so I appreciate that. When you say you don't understand why Wilson's not liked, it's generally not a good sign when teammates don't care for you. I guess we have a right to not like people, but it makes no sense, none, zero, to go and participate in somebody's Thanksgiving meal if you don't like them.
Exactly. This guy must like them. They must get along okay to get the invite and then to accept the invite and show up.
It's just flat out disrespectful. Like, if I am not a fan of, I'll give you a perfect example. If he is released from prison, I probably won't go to the home of Darren Sharper to have Thanksgiving with him because I'm not a fan. Like, if you played with somebody and you're a part of the team, or let's not even say that you never participated at all with this person in terms of like playing with them. If you know them, have a relationship with them from afar, and you're invited for Christmas dinner, if you don't like that person, have something against that person, you might not want to show up.
You might
and criticize something. Everybody in the house. Oh, where your mama at? Your mama ain't here. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Russ? Russ! That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, and again, but, not do it in the house, not even ask Russ himself, but to go on a podcast a couple weeks later and do it.
And there's no law that says that everybody has to love or like Russell Wilson. He's disliked by a lot of people. I don't get it.
Bronco fans.
But it's fine. You know, you can dislike whoever. You can dislike LeBron. You can dislike Tom Brady. You can dislike whoever. But to me, that part doesn't make a whole lot of sense. From the 612, they say, doesn't even matter that it's Russell Wilson. Part of the cancer, is it cancer or cancel, I wonder, culture that's brought up during the pandemic has given everyone a sense of entitlement to have bad behavior and try to go out of their way to cancel other people. I think they're trying to say cancel. Talk to Texas, it'll do that. And their opinions. This happens online quite a bit. Somebody leaving a supportive comment while others just wait in the wings to criticize. We live in a sad cultural state, which has slowly developed over time, lack of morals and principles. I'm not sitting here even claiming that this is cancel culture. Like, this is not cancel culture. Like, you have a right to criticize people if you want to. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. Now, but everybody's entitled to not agree with the opinion mm-hmm. that's being put out there. It's just, I think of all the people right now in society, in terms of sports culture, Russell Wilson, to me, doesn't seem like he should be at the top of the list of disliked people. It's just weird.
He shouldn't be. Neither should LeBron, but he's been a lightning rod ever since, well, at least since the decision and before that, too, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, the hype just, people, let's be honest, America likes to see people fall.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited. Remember he ran with that, Mr.
That's
Unlimited?
Right, that's right.
That's funny.
I just like Danger Russ as the social media
that too.
Handle.
Hall of Famer. We can, there's a lot of things that we can look at with Russell Wilson and be like, dude, you kind of act a little weird. Because he's done a few things where you're like shaking your head like, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Got to. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, won a Super Bowl, lost in another one. The one that they lost was the one where they threw the interception on the goal line against New England. That was New England. Yeah, that was against New England. But he's definitely going to end up in the National Football League.
Yeah, the Legion of Boom should be rather grateful of that.
Why not hand it off? Hand it off.
I didn't think it was a terrible call. You got a Hall of Fame quarterback. You can put it in his hands. It's fine.
When you don't execute, you're going to get...
when you don't execute.
Yeah.
Make a better pass. Yeah. Nobody says a word.
Hey, coming up next here, there is a documentary that I have to check out about a guy that I greatly and sorely miss. Stuart Scott is missed. One of the greatest of all time. We talk about that next year on the Chad Harmon Show. If you will come back to
me, all of your love. Sometimes the best thing we can do at WCCO is shut up and let our listeners do the talking.
You guys at CCO, I love how you reach out into the community and you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.